All right, so for people that don't know, what is Curse?
So Curse is a communication platform for gamers. And we do a lot of other things, but we would rather not talk too much about them. We also have a media business that is pretty large, with many, many different content websites. We also have a YouTube network, but we... Right now, the focus of the company is definitely on the communication platform.
Okay, so how does somebody use this while gaming?
So, the application can be used in many different ways, depending on what type of game you play. Mm-hmm. You can add friends and talk to them, kind of like similar to Skype. You know, you have your friend list, you have groups. You can also have your guild, where you can have a server. So you can have 20, 30, 40, 50 people, or even 1,000 people in one server and multiple text and voice channels. You can also be part of communities. So basically any specific topic, for example, people that love PvP in World of Warcraft, or people that play League of Legends in Brazil, or just fan communities of different broadcasters on Twitch.
All right, so... How do you think the application has changed over the last couple of months to you know, where it is now?
Yeah, well, and that might be something you might want to rephrase if you write it. But the way we look at gaming communication, we look at four pillars. We look at just ad hoc calls, you know, getting your someone in a voice call as possible. We look at the friend experience and small groups. We look at guilds, and then we look at communities. And before the update last month, our app was really focused on the friend experience. So we went from being a Skype replacement to basically being a full-featured communication platform that can be used for friends, for guilds, for guilds and clans, for communities. And we've also added a web client to lower the barrier of entry in the application.